dining with Dills. You're dining with Dills. Dining with Dills. You're gonna get your delicious fill. Yeah, dining with Dills. It's all good.
It's all good. It's Peter Dills, Dining with Dills. We're live here from Anaheim Stadium. It's a little bit after 5 o'clock. We're going to be here all the way till 6 o'clock. Get your thinking caps on. We've got some trivia questions. It is National Cheese Day, and it has something to do with cheese. My trivia question, I've got 4 tickets to give away for the June 18th Angel game, and that happens to be National Sushi Day. So, of course, we'll be drinking Sapporo and eating sushi, right? June 18th, that's Father's Day as well. Wow, so these are really great tickets, but you got to call in and win. 714-280-830. My buddy Milton is at the control mic. I'm sure Kayla is getting ready to walk in as well. We're going to have a little job for Kayla. Our guest today is Jim Cuscone. He is the owner of Huntington Meats and Sausage. They are located in, well, of course, Huntington Beach. We'll be talking about him. I will be grilling Jim. Get it? I will be grilling Jim on how we prepare meat. If you were listening a few weeks ago, I was talking about aging beef, and Jim is the expert on beef. He is a butcher, owner, and a candlestick maker. We'll definitely be talking to him. Looking up at the calendar, next Saturday, have you got your tickets yet to the Uncorked at Santa Anita Racetrack? That's June 10th. I will be there in full gala, whatever that means, and we'll be drinking wine, sipping wine, and talking stories and eating food from 30 or 40 restaurants from the area. Kayla has just walked in. That means the whole team is here. Well, Paul's not here. Paul's not here. But anyway, we're going to start the show a little early with one man's opinion. Do you got that for me?
And now it's time for one man's opinion.
Actually, today it's going to be three opinions on one, on three different subjects. Credit cards. You know, I know that it drives people that work at restaurants crazy when you ask for a split bill, you know? But what is, it just seems to me, and maybe I just don't remember this happening often, but when you go out with friends to a bar or a restaurant and the bill comes and you're splitting the bill, and I just feel like I'm getting stuck with the bill a lot lately because I'm the one that carries cash. People with credit cards, oh, all I have is a credit card. Well, what is that supposed to mean? All I have is a credit card. Throw the credit card out on the table. Pay your share. Let's see. What do we got here? The boss. I hate it. I am so tired of going to restaurants or Starbucks and they call you boss. Hey, boss. What do you want? Hey, boss. You guys in the other room, you're in your 20s. Do they call you boss when you go in or are they just... Kayla, do they ever say, hey, boss, what do you want? No, they don't. Milton, do they ever say, hey, boss?
They're like, hey, kid, what's going on? What do you want? What do you want for dinner?
Yeah, today, hey, boss, what do you have? Boss, don't call me boss. And let's see what else. Oh, a little shout out. Okay, that's it. Milton, wrap it up with.
That was one man's opinion.
All right, our phone number is 714-280-830, 714-280-830, June 18th. Sapporo wants you to know it's National Sushi Day, it's Father's Day, and we've got 4 tickets that we'll be giving away to the Angel game. If you don't win tickets here on my show, don't worry, you can just go to angels.com and buy your tickets. Ron is on his cell phone. Ron, welcome to Dining with Dills. Ron?
Yes?
Hi, Ron, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
I'm good. What can we do for you today?
I was calling to hopefully win some Angels tickets.
Ooh, you are Ron on the spot, but not yet. Not yet. We're not doing it just quite yet. Give it about 5 minutes. We'll be giving away these Angel tickets. Kayla, come in here. Come into the room. I have something to give to you. We are going to be talking to Jim Cuscone with Huntington. If I butchered his name, get it? Butchered his name? We're going to be grilling him about... all right. So we're going to be on Facebook at about 5:15. So, Milton, turn on one of the microphones. Kayla, I brought you something. I want you to dig through here.
Are those gadgets?
No. Well, almost. You're going to make. Okay. You're going to make ice cream. Here.
Oh, right now?
No, but you're taking that. You're taking that home with you. Dig through that box real quick because we're on, you know, we're on a timeline here. And I brought you the ingredients to make ice cream at home.
Okay.
And you're going to come back next week or in 2 weeks and report if it was easy or what.
I actually missed that day in chemistry class my sophomore year. I was the only one who didn't get to make ice cream.
But there's everything in there.
This is exciting.
Yes. So shout out to my friend Alexis Curez. Am I saying your name right? We hung out at the racetrack yesterday and had a great time. It wasn't a date, Kayla. I met this young lady at the racetrack and she sat with me. And guess what happened at the end? Producer Paul, I'm throwing him under the bus. Producer Paul tried to steal her from me.
Oh, well, if it wasn't a date.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a date. We're just hanging out. But Producer Paul, you're on notice.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So strike one against Paul.
Strike one against Paul. So anyway, you've got all the stuff. You're going to make ice cream. You're going to come back in a week or two and tell us if it worked.
Okay.
Yeah?
The recipe is not on here.
Well, okay. That's even more challenging,
isn't
it?
All right.
I mean, they sent all the stuff. I guess maybe there's more stuff in the box. I don't know.
I can look.
Yeah. So it's Peter Dills. That's Kayla. She'll be making ice cream for us, and we'll talk about that. Again, this Saturday, I'll be hanging out at the Santa Anita Racetrack for Uncorked. Go to santaanita.com to purchase your tickets. We've already given away all of our freebies, so I don't have any more tickets to give away. Let's see what else. This is brought to you by You Gotta Be Nuts. I guess a friend of mine or somebody that works for me was handing out samples of the nuts at the Long Beach Pavilions, and they said, we listen to Dining with Dills every Sunday at 5 p.m., so go out and get yourself some nuts. And June 18th is National Sushi Day. I want to give out the phone number one more time because I think I will give out the tickets, the Angel tickets, before we go to break. Yeah, 714-283-0830, 714-283-0830. Oh, you're excused, Kayla. You can go back.
Okay.
And
Just wanted to make sure.
Yes, but it's all yours now.
All right.
It's all for you.
I kind of feel like I'm being trolled because one of the items that you gave me is brown rice snaps.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
I'm trying to picture where that would fit into ice cream. But
I have no idea.
I'll do some research.
Maybe there's got to be. That's all I got. I just opened the box and shuffled through it a little bit. I'm not sure exactly what it is. In case you just tuned in or if you're driving home from the Angel game, don't touch that dial. My name is Peter Dills. We call the show Dining with Dills, and we talk about food, and we always have fun guests, and we always have fun stuff to give away. Okay, Temptations. And we will be on Facebook in a couple of minutes. Okay, the name of that song is Ain't Too Proud to Beg. I'm not really begging. I'm just throwing this out there to you. I've got a show on PBS television. It's, you know, we do a 30-minute show. They call it Dining with Dills. We go around to restaurants all over Southern California. But it's PBS. It's funded by you. And we do a show in Pasadena from a restaurant called Rocco's Tavern with my good friend Mike Bingley. And we've got to produce the show. We've got to edit the show. There's a lot of stuff involved. So the reason why I played that little Ain't Too Proud to Beg, I'm going to beg. We are looking for donations, not for this radio show. We've got plenty of sponsors for this radio show, but for my other endeavors that are, you know, nonprofit. And I'm just thinking if you could get a hold of me through Facebook or my website, peterdills.com, we'll throw you down a T-shirt or something like that. And then we'll put your name on the credits. We'll give you a shout out. But my show that we do is called Straight Off the Menu. We need your help. $30, $40. I've been on the radio for many years. I've never asked you guys for anything, but we need help paying for this editing and all that stuff. All right. We've already got calls, and I haven't even done the trivia question, so why don't I do the trivia question right now? You guys ready? Okay, here's the deal. Today is National Cheese Day, okay? National Cheese Day. So this is a cheese-related question. For feta cheese, and I mentioned this about a month ago, feta cheese, to be authentic, original, and real feta cheese, where does the cheese absolutely have to come from? What country does feta cheese absolutely have to be produced in? And I'll give you a hint. It's not the United States. What is it? What country? For four tickets on Father's Day, thank you to the promotion department here on AM 830 KLAA for giving us four tickets. Did you know that cheeses are more flavorful at room temperature? Let them stand for a half hour before serving. That's cheese. This date, I always like these things. My dad used to do the same thing. This date in history, the automatic washer and dryer was introduced in 1907. In 1872, Robert Cheeseborough, that's why they did it, because it's National Cheese Day. He invented Vaseline in 1872. I wonder how he came up with that. That's bizarre. Okay. Ron, Manny, Jessica, Sylvia, somebody else is calling, so we'll give it one more minute. This in radio is called stalling. Well, I let one more person call in. We're going to give away tickets to the June 18th Angel game. I believe it starts at 12:30. It's four tickets. It's Father's Day. How cool. How great of a present would that be to win these four tickets and take your father? And that day is the day that my daughter comes in to do the show with me. She does it once a year, and she sits here with us and does the show with us because it's Father's Day, so I force her to do things that she doesn't like to do, like go to the racetrack and hang out with Dad at his work. Yes, we're going to be talking to Jim. He's with Huntington Meats and Sausage. He's going to be coming in about 3 minutes. We're going to be live on Facebook. Okay, so here we go. The trivia question is feta cheese. It's National Cheese Day. What country does the cheese have to be from? What country does it have to be from? Paul's not here, so I got to do this myself. Let's talk to Sylvia in Westminster. Sylvia, welcome to Dining with Dills. I hope you win the ticket so you can take your dad to an Angel game on National Sushi Day. Sylvia.
Yes.
Sylvia, yes. Feta cheese. What country does it have to be produced in?
I hope it's Greece.
I hope you're right, and you are right. Congratulations, Sylvia. How did you know that? Because you were already on the line before I even gave out the question. So you get
I wasn't.
Oh,
no,
you weren't?
I heard the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations. Are you going to?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Are you going to be able to go on June 18th?
Yes.
Is your father still with us?
No.
Do you have a son?
Yes, my sons are fathers.
Okay. Then why don't we take them? How's that?
Thank you. Yes.
A lot of stuff's happening that day, Sylvia, from Westminster. It's National Sushi Day. It's Father's Day. And okay. Sylvia is taking her kids to the Angel game, compliments of the Angels. And in case anybody out there can't get tickets or didn't win tickets, don't worry. Just go to angels.com and purchase your tickets. Sylvia, congratulations. We are going to put you on hold. I've got music in my ears. That means we have to take a break. But when we come back, Jim is here. We're going to talk about meat. Manny, Bill, Jessica, Ron, I'm sorry you didn't win. It's just the luck of the draw. But I'll give something away in the next half hour. At 5:45, Leroy's here to talk about wine. It's Peter Dills. It's National Cheese Day.
Hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie. That's amore. When the world seems to shine. Like
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. And if there's one thing about Columbo's, it's their tradition of giving back to the community. This year, Columbus is asking you to help the Los Robles Medical Center. They send teams of doctors, clinicians, and support staff down to Honduras. And when it comes to health, Honduras is below third world country status. It's that bad. Any contribution for the purchase of medication and supplies for the unfortunate in Honduras is needed right now. The Los Robles Medical Mountain Team leaves for Honduras in August, so your contributions are needed now. Please help and make a difference. Go to friendsofbarnabas.com, friendsofbarnabas.com. Then scroll down to the donate button and designate the funds to Los Robles 2017. And thank you.
Hey everybody, it's Peter Deals for Sapporo Beer. It's the number one selling Asian beer in the United States. It's contemporary, it's stylish, it's food friendly, and it's legendary. Sapporo stands out from the crowd. Since its creation in 1876, Sapporo has been crafted using only the finest ingredients. Sapporo maintains its rich brewing tradition and historical taste profile, which were first modeled after the Bavarian purity law. I love it. When it's warm outside, there's nothing better than a cold Sapporo.
You know, some combinations were just meant to go together. Burger and fries, washer and dryer, online dating. At State Farm, there's another combination that goes great together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, which I like, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is T.G. Metzger. He's here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save. Call him right now. T.G. Metzger, 626-445-1500.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
You know, when I mentioned the thing, I don't know if you guys heard in the other room when I mentioned the thing about the credit cards, and it seems like I'm the one that always has cash. I just don't like to use credit cards. And I'm thinking that the person, the guy, the friend of mine that did that or does that, he only has credit cards all the time. That's fine. But I'm just thinking he's probably thinking wherever he is right now. I think he's talking about me. Kayla's here. Kayla, can you hold that so everybody can see Jim's beautiful face on Facebook? We're here with Jim. He's with the Huntington Meats and Sausage. He's hanging out at the Farmer's Market in 3rd Street. Why did I posted it on Long Beach? Then I apologize. I butchered that. Now you can grill me on why I'm so stupid when I put stuff on Facebook.
Okay.
So you're at the Farmer's Market, of obviously the world famous Farmer's Market on 3rd Street, and it's Huntington Meat and Meats and Sausage. Jim is the owner, butcher, and the candlestick maker. Oh, actually, who's John Escobedo?
That's my head butcher.
Okay. And how did you get into meat? By the way, in case you just tuned in, it's Peter Dills, Dining with Dills. It's a little bit after 5. We're here each and every Sunday afternoon from 5 to 6. Huntington Meats and Sausage. Jim, how did you get into meats?
Well, before I had gray hair,
He does have gray hair. I would have gray hair if I didn't color it.
Anyways, started in Chicago, working for a chain.
A mob boss?
Kind of. Dominic's. I don't know if a lot of people from Chicago might know that. Started making Italian sausage and then cleanup boy, and started from that. And then I had some expertise butchers that were old school, but really kind of drilled in the right way versus the wrong way of even cutting meat.
What's the difference between going to a supermarket for your meat and going to a butcher? Now, where I live, Pasadena, the area is pretty affluent. San Marino, La Cañada, Sierra Madre, nice cities. And we've had butcher shops, real butcher shops, but they seem to be fading away a little bit.
They are going by the wayside. We're almost a dinosaur, I would say, in the industry. But I really, really feel the quality is where it's at. I mean, our mission statement is to have the highest quality, reasonably priced, so you're not feeling that I don't want a customer to walk away and say, hey, I got ripped off. You are paying for what you get.
Right.
I have customers all the time versus us against a grocery store on price, and I sometimes even give them a steak. And I says, you try that, then go down to your local market and you tell me the difference. And they always come back and tell me I have the best meat in Los Angeles.
Well, you know what? Did you know this is, Terry knows this, that my side business is that I have a nut company. It's called You Gotta Be Nuts. And people love my nuts and people love your meat.
Right.
So we have something going on here. There's some kind of chemistry between you and I because we have something in common.
Definitely. And the highest quality always prevails.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm always one to say that if you even have a ribeye steak for my store, you'll be my customer for life. And that's always the truth.
When I go to a sometimes, not all the time, I'm talking in general. I'm not necessarily talking about Huntington Meats and sausage at the farmer's market. Ribeye, to me, can be the most wonderful steak in the world, or it can be the most disappointing steak in the world.
Well, you're looking for consistency. And the meat that I carry is Harris Ranch.
Oh, yeah?
And then... Okay. What they actually do is, it's in genetics. I'm learning more and more about meat. I flew to Texas.
So is my tummy. I can't do it. I run 3-4 miles a day. I can't get rid of the stomach. It's my dad's fault.
Well, I'll tell you, it's the taste and flavor that we're after. What I have that's the newest trend is the ribeye cap, just the cap off the ribeye, the most tenderest part of that ribeye we're able to sell. I was on a list for 5 years to get it. They're finally dribbling it into me. And, you know, you need to experience it. Now, if you can go, there's other places that have it. Can I say Costco? Anyways, they carry it. It's not trim. It's tough. When you come to me, it'll be finely trimmed the right way to have that steak.
Let's talk about the business dynamic of your place at the farmer's market, Huntington Meats and Sausage. Jim is here. Do people stumble upon you because they're already at the farmer's market, or are people coming in to see you specifically?
A lot of people even drive from Newport Beach to come and see me. We have a lot of Orange County crowd that do come up on Sundays, call us up with an order, and then we're able to fulfill their order, and they're able to get in and out quickly. The farmer's market does have a lot of people that stumble upon us.
Right.
What's fun about the farmer's market, you really don't know who's going to walk up to the window, from a politician to any actor to any director. It's Hollywood.
You know, you and Terry are nice enough to bring Sapporo beer, and I can't drink it on camera because if Mike Means, the general manager, is listening, I'll get a text during the show. So I'm going to leave it there.
That's okay.
Till the break.
Oops. We just met in a good jest.
Yeah, of course.
But Sapporo beer is a fabulous beer.
Speaking of ribeye, I'm going to give one of Terry's friends, Jim, over at the bungalow in Corona del Mar, a little props. I went in there. They didn't know who I was. They really didn't. Not that I'm anybody, but I was there dining. And I ordered a bone-in ribeye, and they brought just the regular ribeye. And I looked at it. And she looked at me, and I said, oh, remember bone-in? She goes, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. Without hesitation, they came over, and they gave me the bone-in ribeye. And then afterwards, when we got the bill, don't go into the bungalow thinking this is going to happen, but they took the steak off the bill. That was class act. I mean, I was floored because they didn't need to do that. And then again, they didn't know who I was until after we settled up for the stuff that we did consume. So I thought that was really nice. But my point is, I do like a good ribeye, bone-in. Has to be bone-in.
Right. Well, I gave you a little sample to take home.
Okay.
And it's a dry age. We do a whole selection of dry age beef from porterhouse, ribeyes, bone-in New Yorks, and the tomahawk.
What are your favorites?
The ribeye. And I'll tell you, you'll be blown away by the ribeye cap. It's really, really good.
I want to talk about meat. Well, we're talking about meat, but I want to talk about quality of meat. My understanding, and I want you to correct me because I think this is important, that the lowest is a roll or commercial, that we go to select, possibly choice, and then prime. Do I have it, or are there other categories?
There's a commodity, then it goes into select, choice, and then prime. But the whole thing about, you know, people come in and they go, oh, well, I can go to your local grocery store and get prime cheaper. Everything is genetics. The way the cattle is fed, You are what you eat. And the type of cattle, whether it's Wagyu, whether it's Black Angus, Red Angus, the taste profile is totally different.
Wagyu, does that... Now, my understanding is, of course, and that's why you're here to educate me and educate our listeners, the Wagyu, does it have to be from Japan, or is there a type of cattle that they're raising in the United States to be somewhat close to Wagyu?
There's a little bit of both. My selection is I do have the original Kobe beef from Japan, and I do have the birth certificate, nose print, DNA to show you what you're paying for. It's $110 a pound, but if you go to some restaurants in LA, it's $20 an ounce, but they cook it for you.
They do. And then I've had it, and the LA one, or the United States one, I didn't do any backflips on it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I gave you a sample of a new one that's out there. It's called Agahashi. Agahashi is a Wagyu beef, but it is a brown species. They're raising them in Texas. I'm trying to get the original Wagahashi from Japan.
Man, you're into this stuff.
It's my business, my life. The Agahashi is, they breed it in Texas, and they crossbreed it with a Red Angus cattle. I got you an inside skirt to sample. You'll be blown away. Some of the restaurants, like Jar Restaurant in Los Angeles off of Beverly, that's where I learned about it.
Well, you mentioned Harris Ranch, and I'm familiar with that. Are they your sole purveyor? Were you with somebody else before?
No.
Did you compare?
Well,
I mean, how did you decide, I'm going to open a butcher shop and I'm going to have Harris Ranch?
Well, I'll tell you, my business partner at that time had another business partner, and he had an accident, and my friend Dan, who passed away, and business partner, he said, come on into the business. And that's one thing, we did a little remodel job, and I says, you know, we need to stand for something. And what we stood for was, we're only going to sell prime, and that's what we do. So you always have the consistency of that steak to always be the best. Now, there's other primes out there, but like I said, it's genetics. What they feed the cattle is what you're going to taste. Harris Ranch works with UC Davis on genetics, and Mr. John Harris donates a lot of money to UC Davis from carbonate. Anyways,
we're going to take a break quickly, though. Before World War II, all cattle grazed on grass, or am I flipping?
You're right.
I'm right. Okay.
And
see,
and
I know food. That's, you know,
corn came into play, and then we go in the GMOs, and you know, Harris Ranch is a very clean product.
Don't touch that dial, because when we come back, we're going to find out the difference between corn fed. You know corn fed? Good friend of mine.
I know Fred.
Corn fed and grass fed. So don't touch that dial. We got to pay the bills, but when we come back, the answer to that question.
Girl, what you drinking? Don't let it sink in. Here for the weekend, thinking we can see what we can be if we press fast forward.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
You have got to get to Gladstone's, smack dab in the middle of Southern California, in the thriving little hamlet of Long Beach, overlooking the Queen Mary. Gladstone's. Why? Well, seeker of wisdom, truth, and gustatorial delights, the mere fact that you honor the world with your magnificent presence is reason enough to revel with abandon in the freshest and most tantalizing provisions from the fertile plains and the briny deep at Gladstone's. Feed your happy little face mouth-watering laughter from the seven seas. Clam chowder so delicious, George Washington would swim the ocean for. Salmon so scrumptious, it might kiss you. Specials every day, and all at a price that won't bust the budget. Yes, I'm talking to you. It's the just reward for you being you. You have got to get to Gladstone's, smack dab in the middle of Southern California, in the thriving little hamlet of Long Beach, overlooking the Queen Mary. Gladstone's.
Hey, everybody. It's Peter Deals for Sapporo Beer. It's the number one selling Asian beer in the United States. It's contemporary. It's stylish. It's food friendly. And it's legendary. Sapporo stands out from the crowd. Since its creation in 1876, Sapporo has been crafted using only the finest ingredients. Sapporo maintains its rich brewing tradition and historical taste profile, which were first modeled after the Bavarian Purity Law. I love it. When it's warm outside, there's nothing better than a cold Sapporo. Hey, baseball fans, it's Peter Dills. Pyology specializes in making your own pizza your way with a variety of sauces, cheeses, and crusts, and dozens of toppings. Pizza is an art at Pyology. Enjoy unlimited toppings, friendly staff, and for those days when you need fewer choices, a selection of appetizing specialty pizzas you can choose from. Made right in front of you, ready in minutes, Pyology is quick, affordable, and most of all, delicious. Located in Carlsbad, San Diego, Escondido, and on Bellflower Boulevard in Long Beach, Pyology is pizza.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Nibbling on sponge cake. Watching the sun bake.
Kanpai. Kanpai. That means, you know what that means. Kanpai. Portion of Dining with Dills is brought to you by our good friends at Sapporo Beer, Asia's number one exported beer to the United States. I got a trivia question for you.
Go ahead.
Did you just hear me? What yeah. I just said, Sapporo's the number one exported beer to yes. the United States. Before Prohibition, what can I give you? I'll give you a bag of my nuts. Available at Pavilions in the produce department. Before Prohibition, what was the number one imported beer before Prohibition? If you get this, I'll give you two bags of nuts. Anybody out there, call in right now, 714-2830-8307. They're going to Google it. Do you think you know? Okay, I've got $100 that I wanted to keep for myself, but that's not the point of it.
And it was a Japanese beer?
No, it was not. $100 to Huntington Meats in the 3rd Street. And don't ask for any change. Where did that come from? Sometimes you give away gift cards and they go, oh, can I put the tip on the gift card? No, you can't put the tip. We could spend whole time talking about my frustrations being a radio personality here in Orange County. Anyway, $100 and you'll be, you or John are usually there.
Yes.
So you're going to, it's kind of like you're going to get $100 worth of meat, plus you're going to learn more about meat than you ever thought of.
And we have a great selection.
714-2830-830, 714-2830. Get on the Google. Go ahead. Tell me what was the number one imported beer before Prohibition. We're talking to Jim Huntington Meats and Sausage. Sausage was dynamite. He makes it himself. He's at the farmer's market. I guess you're at the farmer's market every day. I mean, or the
7 days a week.
7 days a week. So what's the difference between grass-fed and corn-fed?
Well, the grass-fed, what's the sad part about California's grass-fed is that the drought really, really hurt the cattlemen. And I don't want to sound like I'm not politically correct, but I'm after flavor and taste. Mm-hmm. I have not tasted a California grass-fed beef that really knocked my socks off. When you go into a restaurant, you want to have a wow. When you come to my meat market, I want you to have a wow. Unfortunately, I'm buying grass-fed beef. They're Wagyu cattle.
Why did you use the word unfortunately?
Well, because in California, everybody's politically correct, and I'm not.
Okay.
And I just feel that, you know, I'm after flavor and taste, mm-hmm. and that's what I kind of stand for. When you come to me, you want the highest quality, reasonably priced, and something that you're going to have a wow. Well, I deal with this one company called First Light. They graze 100% Wagyu cattle on grass, but it is in New Zealand. That's where they have all the water. That's where they have all the land to graze these cattle. And when they come back, the grass-fed meat has marbling in it, which gives you the flavor and taste. And I feel you'll really have a great experience, even just if you buy a pound of ground meat.
Talking to Jim, he's the Huntington Meats and Sausage, and they're located in Farmers Market. And I'm learning stuff, too. I think that trivia question was a little tough. I do believe that...
Can I make a stab?
Go ahead.
Miller?
No. Imported.
Oh, imported.
Imported. So it would be Europe or Japan or Australia.
Okay.
Or
something. Heineken?
Heineken, no. I don't even... No, it's not Heineken. But
I'll let your audiences.
Yeah. So we know it's not Miller, and we know it's not Heineken. We're looking for before Prohibition, what was the number one imported beer or exported beer, I guess, to the United States. And we'll give you $100. And if no one gets it in 3 minutes, I'll come up with an easier question because that one's tough. I just know it because I know it. That's all. I think you can. Oh, I know. What was I going to talk about? Oh, you mentioned Masters. I have a funny story about Masters. You love it. I get it. I took my daughter there for her birthday, and they have a fish. I mean, like, you know, you go in there and you usually want to get a steak, but sometimes you get a fish. And I was really interested in getting a Chilean sea bass. And the guy said, why don't you get a Bronzino.
Oh, yeah, Bronzini.
Bronzini. And it's like that name from The Godfather. One of the guys named Bronzini. So it actually was the same price. So he wasn't trying to do me any upsell. But the Bronzini is actually a Spanish fish. I mean, it's a bass. It's a from Spain off the waters of. I didn't like it, so
really?
he my daughter loved her steak. We shared, and he comes back to me, and this is my problem with Mastro's. Come on, everybody knows it's 5 stars. It's great. The guy comes back to me and says, "How did you like the fish?" I go, "I didn't like it." I mean, if you go to Houston's and you say you didn't like it, they're going to bring you something else. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. And he walks away. I was kind of pissed.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and then then the next day I get this thing from Open Table. How was your experience at Mastro's? I go, it was great. Service is great, except for this. No one contacted me and said, so why do you contact me through Open Table if you don't want the truth? You know, oh, well, I guess he didn't like the fish. I didn't like the fact that I told the guy I didn't like the fish. And he walked away. So we digress. Here on AM 830 KLAA, but we digress a lot. So if you listen to the show, you know, wait a minute, we were just talking about baseball. Now he's talking about food. See what a couple sips of Sapporo does? Oh, boy. Anyway, that was my experience. But you love it. So
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, it happened once.
It's just my recommendation.
Yeah. But so do you have, before we do that, I have to mention the Skyloft restaurant in Laguna Beach. Kayla, who is in the other room, turned me on to it about 5 or 6 weeks ago. And the little press release, or the little blurb that they sent said real, R-E-A-L, barbecue. So when I see the word real barbecue, I go, ah, real barbecue. Okay, I got to check it out. So I drove down to Laguna Beach, Skyloft, beautiful. I posted all the pictures on Facebook. Beautiful sunset at about 5:45, 6. In Laguna Beach, third floor, up above Tommy Bahama's, across the street from the Laguna Hotel. It was real barbecue. They have a real smoker there. Baby backs, brisket. Not too many places in L.A. or Orange County can you get brisket. You can get tri-tip,
right?
But you can't get brisket everywhere, and they do it right. And really nice guys down there at the Skyloft. And if you are in Orange County, I do recommend not only the view, of course, that's the easy part, but the barbecue part, they do a really good job. If you're in Orange County, check out the Skyloft. It's in Laguna. I will be down there in the next couple weeks. Of course, I'm a creature of habit, Jim. I go to the bungalow on Thursday nights, and then I hit the Skyloft, and then by Saturday morning, I'm at the beach in Laguna. What the heck is it called? The beach in front of my hotel room. And I'm just a creature of habit. I know there's more restaurants in Laguna than those two, but that's what I like to do.
When you like something, you like it.
Right. You know. So do you consume beef every day? Does Jim eat beef
every day?
You know,
to be honest with you, I did until my partner just passed away.
Ah.
And now I lost 30 pounds.
Okay.
And everything's in moderation. I love steak.
I do too.
I'm in the business.
Speaking with Jim from Huntington Meats and Sausage in 3rd Street, of course, Farmers Market, do you have access to, let's say you did want a piece of Chilean sea bass, and one of your purveyor came in and said, hey, man, I'm having a party. I really like to get some Chilean sea bass.
If I did need fish, I go to my fishmonger that's there in Farmers Market.
Oh, okay.
And we'll do a trade.
Yeah, right?
Okay,
we'll
get a steak.
That's good.
It's
like
great.
That. Yeah, but Chilean sea bass, I tried to barbecue that once, and it's difficult. You got to do like 2 minutes on one side, 2 minutes on the other side. But we're talking beef. We're talking steaks. Your favorite is a ribeye. Are you, when you're at home,
Right.
I'm picturing your house having a barbecue in the backyard for some
Definitely.
Reason. Is it gas or is it coals?
You know, I'm old-fashioned, old school. I got the old Weber.
Me too. That's what I have.
And, you know, you just cook your steaks on indirect heat. You know, you push your coals over to the side. And my family, we all had Webers. I don't know. It's just a traditional thing. And the taste just has a different taste.
I mean, you could go to Barbecues Galore or Osh and buy those pellets and throw them on the grill and kind of cheat a little bit. But for me, I'm with you there. I had mentioned to you, we've only got 6 minutes left, and we've got Leroy. He's going to be coming in to talk about wine for 10 minutes. Stick around. Don't touch the dial because he knows his wine. Before we started, and I've always thought this when I'm interviewing somebody, some of the best conversations that we have are before the show or after the show. Then we really get into it. But before the show, we were talking about barbecue. I mean, just actually making it and barbecuing it. And you had mentioned tomahawks. What is right. I know I can picture it.
It's in your sample bag.
Oh, really?
Anyways.
I'm eating well tonight.
What's really kind of funny is we've been doing tomahawks for, I'm going to say, 9 years, 8 years. And then now it's the trend. And it's the same.
That's right. We were talking about trends. Yeah.
And I used to advertise on my website, you know, we were the home of the tomahawk because not too many people had it. And you might find it in a restaurant occasionally, but now it's everywhere.
There's a restaurant in La Cañada called Taylor Steakhouse.
Right.
Been around since 1954. I filmed them for my PBS. And they do, I think it's called a Kansas City baseball, but they do a steak. There's only two, begins with a C. There's only two per cow.
Two per cow.
You only
can
get.
Is this another trivia question?
No, it's not. It's commonly known
and
more.
It's not the hanger steak, and there's only one.
No.
Per cattle, we carry that.
But when we take a break, when we come back, I'll only have how many minutes for myself? 3 minutes? Okay, we're going to take a break. It's Peter Dills. It's Dining with Dills. Robert is from Newport Beach, and he thinks he knows the answer to the question. Will he win $100 to Huntington Meats and Sausage? I bet he gets it. I bet he's already Googled the answer.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. And if there's one thing about Columbo's, it's their tradition of giving back to the community. This year, Columbo's is asking you to help the Los Robles Medical Center. They send teams of doctors, clinicians, and support staff down to Honduras. And when it comes to health, Honduras is below third world country status. It's that bad. Any contribution for the purchase of medication and supplies for the unfortunate in Honduras is needed right now. The Los Robles Medical Mountain Team leaves for Honduras in August, so your contributions are needed now. Please help and make a difference. Go to friendsofbarnabas.com, friendsofbarnabas.com. Then scroll down to the donate button and designate the funds to Los Robles 2017. And thank you.
It's Peter Dills, and if you like great Mai Tais and a wide range of Hawaiian-inspired food, then I need to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants. It's the Canoe House on Fair Oaks in South Pasadena. Great happy hour and some of the best Mai Tais that I've ever had. The Canoe House is fun. It's exotic. The food ranges from burgers and onion rings to ahi salad with weekly cold beer specials and that Mai Tai that I was telling you about. You can get it at happy hour each and every Monday. Every night is something different. The Canoe House in South Pasadena is a great place for any night of the week and is only a short drive from wherever you're listening to our show.
Hi, fans. This is George O.
And I'm Chappie.
We want to invite you to listen to our new horse racing and sports show, The Morning Line Sports Show with Chappie and George O.
We'll be concentrating on our passion, horse racing.
But we'll also touch on other sports like baseball, basketball, and especially football. We're going to have great guests like jockeys, trainers, handicappers, and other people from the horse racing industry. Our show will air every Saturday at 7 a.m. It's The Morning Line Sports Show
with me, Chappie.
And me, George O. Don't miss it. 7 a.m. right here at AM 830 KLA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
I was tired of my lady. Have you ever heard the words to this song? It's hilarious, actually. If you really listen to the Live and Retire is coming up next here on AM 830 at 6 o'clock. So if you want to save your money and retire early, but if you enjoy what you do like Jim and I do, then you'll never retire because we're going to be talking on the radio and cutting meat for the rest of our lives.
That's for sure.
It's Peter Dills. It's Dining with Dills. Like I said, we've got just 3 minutes left, and Leroy's going to be walking in and talking about wine. Without further ado, we need to talk to Robert in Newport Beach. He thinks he might know what the number one beer was before Prohibition. Robert, welcome to Dining with Dills. Robert, welcome to Dining with Dills.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Are you fired up? Are you excited?
I'm a little nervous. I actually called my stepdad and asked him, and because he's like the best history person I know as far as that stuff. So I asked him, and he told me to give this a shot.
What is it?
He said Anheuser-Busch.
No, I'm looking for a... I guess I'm saying this wrong. I'm looking for an imported beer. Meaning they don't make it here. I'm sorry, Robert. Robert, you know what? Stay on the line. Let's get your information. I'm going to send you something. Because if you're nervous and you called and you went through all that work for me, I appreciate it. So we're going to put you on hold. And we're going to say, I'm going to find something in Newport Beach to send you just for you listening to the show and being so nice. It's a real tough one. It's Pilsner Urquell.
Really?
Pilsner Urquell was the number one. It's Czechoslovakian beer. And it was the number one beer in the United States before Prohibition that was imported. So I gave away the answer. Oh, where's my prize? Oh, I've won a $100 gift card to the Huntington Meats and Sausage. Tomorrow at 3 p.m., my buddy Mike Bingley and I will be at Rocco's Tavern doing our show straight off the menu live. You can watch it on Facebook. And then if you have Spectrum or Charter, you can watch us every Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. on Channel 188. Exciting stuff. I learned a lot. Did I miss anything? I got 1 minute left to grill you.
To grill you. Don't forget about our dry aged beef.
Okay.
30 to 40 days. Great. I know we're coming into a wine segment,
yep.
But a nice port and a dry aged steak is every man's dream.
Do any restaurants ever come in and ask you where you get your beef from?
No. No.
Okay.
They buy from me.
You know,
what's really funny, the White Tablecloths, if they get a run on something, I'm their man on Sunday.
Well, fantastic show. Everybody go to peterdills.com. Follow us on Facebook. I'm so close to 3,000. Maybe I'll come up with a prize, whoever the 3,000th person to follow me on Facebook. I've got some sausage. I got some steak. They're mine. Go to Pavilions. Get yourself some nuts in the produce department. It's called You Gotta Be Nuts. Next week, we promise you another great show. Kayla will be here, and she's going to make us some ice cream. It's Peter Dills. It's Dining with Dills. Don't touch that dial.
It's Before 6, and time for Leroy Wine Guy Guilford. Before 6 features established professionals of the wine lifestyle world and is brought to you by jmmedu.org, because this is one wine event you do not want to miss.
This week on Before 6, I'm visiting with Jeff and Laura Sanders, home winemakers of their own Purely Corrupt Winery. Don't you love that name? Award-winning home winemakers in the Temecula Valley. Jeff and Laura, welcome to Before 6.
Well, thank you very much. It's awesome to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you can kind of hear in the background here, folks. Yeah, we're sitting at a table just off their kitchen here, and we've been drinking some of Jeff's award-winning home wines. Oh, my gosh. How'd you fall in love with wine?
I'm still stuck on the you love the Purely Corrupt. Thank you very much. It took us a good long party to come up with that name. How did I get into home wine? Oh, my goodness. It's a very long story, and I think we only have a few minutes. But
right. We'll start with how you fell in love with wine, because that's
pretty okay, cool. Fair enough. I would have to say it was when we were in Sicily, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
We spent 33 months there. We're Navy, and we met a few folks that loved wine, and we kind of traveled Europe and tasted all the different wines. I was used to California wine, which I mm-hmm. learned to love.
Mm-hmm.
It took a little while to learn how to appreciate the European wines, especially right. from Italy. Mm-hmm. And wow, we just learned to taste every different region, and we fell in love.
So you had the bug.
We
okay,
did.
So you come to Southern California. How'd you end up in Temecula?
Again, Navy, uh-huh. and I was okay. being moved to San Diego to go on a ship, and one of my buddies that mm-hmm. I met in Sicily, mm-hmm. Italy, lived here in Temecula. And he talked me into moving my family up here because small wine country, mm-hmm. Good schools, cheaper to live. Yeah. I was going to be on ship all the time anyway, so great. We moved the family to Temecula and started enjoying the wines here.
Now, it wasn't just shimmering glitters to start with,
no.
okay? You have a beautiful piece of property here on top of a hill that looks out across many parts of the valley. Yeah. But when you found this piece of property, you need a lot of work, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. it did. Yes, it did. So we lived right in town in Temecula mm-hmm. and enjoyed the wine country. We used to jog out here and say, wouldn't it be great
Someday.
If we could move out to the wine country? Mm-hmm. And the market started tanking in 2007. Mm-hmm. We found this property that was destroyed. It had 60
Looks
dogs.
Beautiful now, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, we jumped on it. It was a mess.
A bunch of dogs and chickens and horses, and they needed to get out of town and move to Texas. And so we bought it off of them and built a little house.
Now, you have about 2 acres, maybe a little more.
We have 3 acres.
3 acres, okay, total. And you've got about 2 acres. We toured through and saw what
That's
you
right.
planted. Tell how that came about. Okay.
Oh, my wife. I was trying to build a house at the time, and mm-hmm. my wife wanted me to read a book called From Vines to Wines by
yes.
Jeff Cox.
That's a great book.
Yeah. It is. It's yeah. nice and
Vines
short.
Vines, folks. You've got to make note of that.
Okay. And it's a short book. It took me probably 3 weeks for her to talk me into reading it, and I did. Mm-hmm. And it said, hey, 50 vines is a limit of a hobby. And so sure enough, I called my neighbor over with his tractor, and I said, help me dig 50 holes. And we did. And
now, you have a few more than 50 vines at this point.
Yeah. so that was 2007. Uh-huh. I planted about 100 vines uh-huh. a year, and so now I have 850.
Let's talk about the wine grapes that you are farming.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got Syrah.
Oh, yeah. And... So Syrah was my wife's favorite. That's why uh-huh. we planted that mm-hmm. first. Went to Zinfandel and then Cabernet Sauvignon and Cabernet Franc, Sangiovese. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I think that's pretty much it.
Now, let's jump forward, watching the clock here. All right, so you guys decided to grow on the grapes. Now we got to make the wine. So you guys have become award-winning. By the way, folks, oh my gosh, we're sipping a Zin here. And what was the other one?
The other one's a Tempranillo.
Tempranillo. That's both the of these, grape. I hate to say it, but as an amateur winemaker, he's beating some of the other stuff that's commercial here in the valley. Shh, don't tell anybody I said that, okay? So let's talk about those.
Well, first of all, you know that when you make a small amount of wine, you get
right.
to you get to give it
baby
all
it.
The care
yeah.
and baby it. I name all my vines. there's never a barrel that pops a bung and I don't know about it, right?
Right.
So a little bit, and you can just spend all the time and love it and care for it, and you can make some decent wine.
Let's talk about right now the Zin.
Okay,
oh my
yeah.
gosh. No, this is 17%
it
Zin
is, yeah.
off your vines here.
It is.
Oh my gosh, bustling yeah. with fruit, you guys. Smooth. Big body.
Yeah.
Is anybody out there from wine country listening?
So that just got best in class, as a matter of fact.
And that was at what?
At San Diego Fair. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I enter there every year, and normally Orange County. And this one, though, it was a big wine, 17%. I didn't mean to pick the grapes with that much sugar on it.
Right.
But when you work in San Diego every day, and, you know, you kind of got to pick your time when you can harvest the grapes. And I mean it from one Saturday to the next Friday, my bricks went from bricks, the sugar content in the grapes, from 26 to 31. And
wow.
So made a really big wine. It just won gold, best in class. And
okay, so folks, you are listening to a guy who's become an award-winning home winemaker, and he has agreed that if you have fascination in this area, he'll answer your questions for you. So, Jeff, I mean, gosh, we're already running down to our last minute here, so we want to touch base on that. Sure, because your passion and your fun and the fabulous wines he's making, folks, okay, If folks want to question you or call you and get some input,
yeah,
you willing to do that?
Sure, I'll give them my phone number.
Give them the phone number.
I got to tell you that, you know, my neighbor taught me to make wine. I've taught several others since then. Mm-hmm. We make wine together. Give me a call, 951-970-7097. Again, that's 951-970-7097. Let's make some wine.
Amen. Let me tell you, he's making some pretty doggone good wine. So if you want a good instructor, yeah, you can do it at home. Now, you can buy grapes from other places, or you can do like he did. You can buy your property and grow your own grapes. Mm-hmm. And we kind of touched on that last week, if you caught the segment with our folks. You got to drive through wine country to find out what's available, though. So Jeff and Laura, thank you. You've been so hospitable. We're sitting here in the kitchen drinking your great wines, little chips and salsa and whatnot. I want to thank you for allowing me to come and invade your space and have you on before 6 on the Peter Gills Show.
Thanks. Looking for more visitors.
This has been Before 6 on the Peter Dills Show featuring Leroy Wine Guy Guilford. Brought to you by jmmedu.org. Because this is one wine event you do not want to miss.
You know, the most incredible wine anyone may have ever drank was probably at a singular event in history. Yes, a very special wedding, circa AD 30 in a little town of Cana, Israel. An incredible miracle provision performed by Jesus, yes, son of Mary and Joseph, and one you've probably heard about. Now, that wasn't surprising considering Jesus would go on to say, I have come to give life, and that more abundantly. Well, you know, there's another wedding very soon on the horizon where he will once again serve up that incredible wine. Find out just how fast this event, the wedding supper of the Lamb, is approaching at jmmedu.org. Joseph Morris is the world's foremost thinker and commentator on just how fast this event is approaching. Every week, you will learn of news happening all over the earth, much of which never makes it into the mainstream media, that corroborates so much of what Scripture has foretold. A new video blog is posted every week by Joseph Morris Ministries, End of Days Update, at jmmedu.org, because this is one wine event you do not want to miss.
Dining with Dills. You're dining with Dills. Dining with Dills. You're gonna get your delicious fill. Yeah, dining with Dills. It's all good.